10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, August 12th. It is 5:31. Thank you guys for joining us. Second day back to school for Clark County. Hopefully that first one wasn't too bad. I definitely noticed a lot more traffic on the streets, not just midday, but even as early as this morning. There was just a lot of people out there.
Wow. Okay. Like, what time is that? About 5 o'clock? No. Like four?
It's like between 4:30 and 5. You don't notice that? You don't notice more cars on the road or anything like that? Maybe just the part of town you're in, it's not as busy.
Yeah, that could be it. Not to mention, I'm just still getting used to the fact that there's just a lot of cars on, you know, just on the street in general.
Yeah.
Every time I go, so.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Just hanging. Nothing too crazy to report. Yesterday, just kind of, you know, was all set to do my errands, and a friend of mine says, I'm in town, come see me, and I felt guilty, so I went and saw him. We had some sushi and just kind of caught up. Haven't seen him in a couple years, and, you know, I know you alluded to that a couple weeks ago, how you'll be surprised where you're going to get hit up by a lot of people that just come to Vegas to visit, and it's quite a bit.
Are you noticing that now that you're here, all of a sudden you're hearing from people you didn't hear from before, and now they're all in town and they want to hook up?
Mercedes, that, and I'm also hearing from people I'm not a big fan of.
How so? What's going on?
You know, just people that, you know, from my past that I just never had good interactions with. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to be in town next month. You know, we definitely should link up. I'm like, dude, why would we link up? I never, you know what I mean? You always like, were mean to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All your enemies, your ops are coming in.
The ops, right. What's going on with you?
Oh, just, you know, yesterday was a kind of a big day with back to school. My daughter went back, my youngest. And so just kind of hearing about the first day of school, some stuff happened there we'll talk about here in a little bit, but it was good first day. And then last night, the big Taylor announcement, we were all just kind of like, what is this gonna be? Oh my gosh. And then when she announced her new album, oh my gosh, we were all flipping out. Me and the girls were just going crazy, so very excited about that. Of course, we'll talk about that this morning in what's trending. So yeah, it was a very exciting night at the house last night.
I will say, I saw your IG story. How late were you up?
Well, the announcement was at 9:12, so I was probably, by the time after that, I showered and got ready for everything. I probably was up till about 10:30 last night. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We didn't do anything. You didn't stay up for the big announcement?
No, I did. I went to bed about 10:30. I checked your story like around 10 o'clock. So in my mind, I'm thinking, man, she's up late. But then I realized you posted it probably earlier. But yeah, that was a funny story.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It was just funny because we were trying to get the announcement and at 9:12, and the website crashed, and we just kept getting these bad gateway notifications. And then my other daughter, who was in the other room, she saw it on Instagram, and she's yelling at me. She's like, the story of a showgirl, or what? It was just so funny the way that it was going down while I was recording. So we'll talk about that coming up, but let's do it. It's time to start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana? Do you want to hear Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears? Oops, I did it again. I've made it your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby. Or do you want to hear Whenever, Wherever by Shakira? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, my daughter came home from her first day of school yesterday and told me, my name did me dirty. And honestly, I know exactly what she means. We're talking about Alphabetical injustice. Has your name ever betrayed you? That's on the way next. But first, the votes are in, and Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So we are back. School is back in session. Yesterday was my daughter's first day of school, like a lot of you. And let me tell you, she came home like life had just already betrayed her.
Oh, no.
I could just tell when she came home. I was like, what's wrong? I asked how it went and just expecting the usual, fine, good. And instead she hits me with, my name did me dirty.
Tell me more.
I was like, what? And now you have to understand, her last name is at the very beginning of the alphabet. I go by my maiden name, but her last name, my husband's last name, is at the beginning of the alphabet. That you know, the A list of names, right? We're going first for everything club. Normally, it's not a bad thing. You get your lunch faster. You get called on first for easy questions before the teacher kind of loses it. But not this time. Apparently, in her new class, the teacher arranged the seats alphabetically in every single one of her classes. And all of her friends are like solid M's, R's, W's. They're over in one corner laughing and talking while she's on the total opposite end of the room in alphabetical, like, exile. You know, she is all by herself in the A section and her friends are in Z-ville. And she is like, I'm not sitting here next to any of my friends. Oh. And I get it. I've been there growing up. My maiden name stuck me right next to this kid named Josh Martinez. And every single year, without fail, the seating chart gods would put me right next to him, and he was like a wrecking crew. Like, this kid would kick my chair and pull my hair and just make my life miserable. So I would just go into class hoping I did not have Josh Martinez in my class because I knew he would make my life miserable.
Was he just mean?
Yes.
Just a mean kid? Did you give him any reason? I'm not saying that you would, but I just got to ask, no reason at all?
No, he was just that one man wrecking crew, and he would taunt everyone that sat around him, and he would pull my hair. I remember one time he glued something, because typically he would sit in front of me, depending on how the seating chart was laid out. But for some reason, he ended up behind me one year, and he glued something to the back of my shirt, and I can't remember what it was, but I just remember like trying to pull it off and it was actually glued. So I feel my daughter's pain. Sometimes your name is your identity, and then sometimes it just alphabetically or in some other way it does you wrong. Has your name ever done you dirty?
Maybe not in that circumstance, but I remember back in high school in my circle of friends, there's always a couple friends that are closer than others, and then some that it's like didn't really like each other. And we were, me and this guy, I'll never forget him, Neil Turow, would always give me a hard time. I'd be walking down the hallways and he said, Julianne, look who it is, everyone. He called me, instead of Julian, Julianne.
Oh.
And it's because we're like, we're arguing, we're fighting over the same girl. So he always had this inner, I felt like an inner hatred towards me. But Mercedes, he made it like a big thing. You're walking down the hallway and there's people on both sides. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, look who it is, Julianne.
Oh my gosh. Did you ever get him to stop?
No, he never. He was always like a mini bully. But now, because I'm petty, I look on his Facebook and I see that he's a complete loser. So I feel vindicated. Do you ever do that?
How is he a complete loser?
Well, he's down in Florida. He's been he's committed a lot of petty crimes, a lot of small time theft, you know, things like that. I mean, he's not a winner. He's not a winner.
Well, you had me at Florida, honestly. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here on this Tuesday, August 12th. It is 6:03. Hopefully that first day of school went well for all of you that went back, all the teachers, all the kids. It was a busy one, an exciting one in my house. It was just kind of funny to see my daughter come home and just be like, Oh, I'm so tired. They're not used to waking up that early, you know?
Yeah, what's the adjustment period for your kids? You know what I mean? Is it like a week? Is it a couple weeks?
I feel like they never quite adjust. I feel like they just during the school year, it's just this constant like tiredness that goes through the house and it rubs off on me. But
sure.
But there was a lot of excitement and overall a really good day. Love to hear from you guys. How was your day? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. You know, not much to report here. I'm just kind of hanging out. Hung out with a friend yesterday that was in town, and I got a copy of my key made. I know that's not too exciting, but guess what? The key doesn't work now.
Oh no!
I had one of those robots at Home Depot make the key. And here's the thing, Mercedes. I love technology. But I shouldn't. I always feel wary about a robot making anything for me when it comes to keys. And I feel like if a human had made my key, I wouldn't have this issue.
It's not working. That's really bizarre. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it. I'm going to have to ask the robot.
No kidding. So big, big news yesterday. If you're a Swiftie, we're going to talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes and what's trending. She dropped huge album news. And the way she did it has fans in full detective mode. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes in what's trending. But first, hey, speaking of back to school, we got to do this. Well, our teacher wish list hits. We are trying to clear some of the Amazon wish lists for you teachers that are going back to school by teaming up with our friends at Best Mattress for $50 Amazon gift cards. You can still enter. You have until Thursday to enter. Just go to our website, mix941.fm, and click on the contest tab. But we got to get a winner this morning. Let's do this. Mr. Stewart.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. It is so good to have you on the show so early. We are doing our Mercedes in the Morning teacher wish list hits. You are a teacher where?
I'm at Somerset Academy in Henderson.
So how has back to school been for you so far?
Oh, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a rush, but we had the students back yesterday, which is a lot of fun. It's great to see everybody again.
How long have you been teaching?
So I've been teaching for 12 years, but this is my second year at Somerset Academy.
Oh, wow. So how is it as a teacher as far as, you know, getting the things that you need for your classroom? I'm looking at your Amazon list and you're asking for things from like a Bon Jovi CD to the Goo Goo Dolls. But then there's also other things that you need on there, books. And talk to us about what some of these things represent in your classroom.
Yeah, well, we've always got music going in the background. Not necessarily Bon Jovi, but the truth is that I taught for 11 years in Brazil. This is my second year here in the United States, and so I'm kind of building up a library of books for my students. So that's most of my wish list.
Yeah, Charlotte's Web, I see on here. Yeah, the classics,
Ronald Dahl.
Yeah, so that is...
Ronald Dahl, yeah.
Talk to us about your passion for teaching. Why is it so important to you?
Well, I love helping students, and I love... my favorite part of teaching is that moment when there's the aha. When you see the student that learned the thing that they were struggling with, all of a sudden they get it. There's a light in their eyes, the confidence. That's fire. That's fuel, you know?
Mr. Stewart, that actually was a quote from you. I love helping students learn new things. I love when I see something click, the aha, right? And the confidence and excitement when they get it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love that.
Well, we are really excited to help you on your quest of getting those aha moments. We have a $50 Amazon gift card for you, courtesy of Best Mattress, to help take some of those things off your wish list.
Woohoo! Thank you. That's amazing.
That is well deserved, Mr. Stewart. Thank you for all that you do. And make sure you get that Bon Jovi CD for your class, okay?
Sounds good. I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You.
Have a great day.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. It is official, Swiftie. She just announced her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. And I feel like she did it in the most Taylor way possible. She dropped the news during a teaser for Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast. It all started with a very mysterious countdown on her site that hit zero at 12:12 a.m. Eastern time. So it was 9:12 here, 12th day of the month. And yes, We see what you did there, Taylor. The New Heights promo had all the Easter eggs. I actually keep going back to the promo, and I just found something this morning that I'll bring up in a second. But the New Heights promo had like Eras Tour merch. There was a sparkly orange background. There was the silhouette of Taylor. That you could totally tell it was Taylor. And then Taylor Nation, they poured gas on the fire by posting 12 of her most dramatic Eras Tour looks with the caption, "See you next era." So orange is now basically the official color of this. And I think green is also involved, like a mint green. But the billboards started popping up in New York and Nashville, pointing to a new Spotify playlist called "And Baby, That's Show Business for You." It's 22 songs. Some of them include this one, 22. Bad Blood is on there. They're all songs that are produced by Max Martin and Shellback. And yes, that has fans convinced they're behind the new album too. What's notably missing is Jack Antonoff, which could mean that this album's taking a different turn, a creative turn. Who knows what we're going to get from it?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it's a new phase in her life, right? I mean, she's been dating Travis for, what, like a couple years now? Maybe under 2 years? And, I mean, I get it. Maybe it's, I don't want to say growth, but maybe just she just wants to try something new.
Well, she's worked with these guys before on other albums. This isn't like a new thing. It's just like, you know, switching yeah, the people that you work with.
Switching,
you know,
players.
What I mean?
Okay.
So in the Taylor Nation post, also, who's standing next to her on stage? Sabrina Carpenter. So cue the collab rumors now. These two have been tight ever since Sabrina opened for the Latin American leg of the Eras Tour. So the New Heights podcast with Taylor drops tomorrow, 4 p.m. our time. And so if this is not the most watched podcast in history, I will eat my Eras Tour hoodie. Like, it is going to be massive.
I'm screaming. I am so excited to watch or listen to this podcast tomorrow.
I was looking at some of the background things. Like, there were so many different things in the background of this promo when she made the announcement, which, by the way, here she is.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Ah! TS12!
That is a teaser. I think you said some hints of green, right? Orange and then some hints of green.
Yeah, but if you look in the background when she made that, I don't know if anyone else saw it, but there's two covers. There's an orange cover that says TS on it, but there's also a red one. And there's like some friendship bracelets in front of it, like a jar of friendship bracelets. And then there's a red cover too that says TS on it. Did anybody else see that? Like, I don't know. I'm really analyzing every single thing that's in the background. I'm looking at the names of the books that are in the background, like everything. But there's a red cover too. So now I'm like, is this a two-part album? Is like, what is happening right now? I was way too excited last night when I saw all this stuff.
And I
analyzed way too much on this. But yeah, new album coming, The Life of a Showgirl, and that is what's trending.
You ready?
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Has your kid, or maybe you did this as a kid, did you ever bring something home that definitely wasn't yours? Call us at 702-364-9400, because this just happened to a friend of mine. Her daughter actually went back to school last week. She goes to a private school, and I was texting her, and on day one, she comes home with a fully loaded backpack. And I'm not talking about like school supplies or books. No. I'm talking new clothes, random hair ties, like bubble gum machine jewelry, like plastic rings and bracelets and stuff. The works. It looked like from the photo she posted, like she had hit up a Claire's and a TJ Maxx clearance bin. Like, it was just like chaos. So she asked her, like, where did you get all of this? And her daughter just kind of goes, school. Like, come to find out, this 5-year-old looter had discovered the lost and found box and just thought it was a free for all. And she, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if she thought it was Storage Wars or something. She thought she'd go shopping every day during recess, like it was her little boutique. And she truly thought Lost and Found meant free stuff that nobody wants. So her mom was laughing so hard. They took it all back, put it back in the bin. But I'm wondering, has this ever happened to anyone else? Did your kid accidentally bring home something that they absolutely should not have? Or maybe you were the kid that thought, like, okay, finders keepers. Yeah. Yeah, that's the official school policy here.
Yeah, I've definitely done that. And by the way, shout out to the kid. I mean, yeah, I mean, in some worlds, you would think that maybe it's another way to go shopping.
Yeah.
I remember taking multiple jackets in the Lost and Found when I was a kid. I'll never forget one jacket. His name was Jason. He had the name written on the back of the jacket. And I just, hey, Julian, Jason, what's the difference? It was a couple sizes too big.
You just helped yourself.
Well, I mean, it's Lost and Found. It's Lost. I found it. I mean, no one's going to pick it up that I know of. It's okay.
Have you ever gone to the Lost and Found where you actually legitimately lost something and you were hoping it was in there?
Yes. As an adult?
No, just anytime. Like, anytime. That's what I'm saying. Like, at school, like, thank God for Lost and Found. So many times I lost stuff and it was in there. Thank goodness there wasn't looters like this little girl and you taking myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Let's talk to Christy. Christy, good morning. What did your kid bring home that was definitely not theirs?
Yeah, in kindergarten, she came home on the first day of school, and she actually swapped shoes with another little girl.
That's awesome.
What was the deal that was made there? Did she explain to you?
Well, I guess, come to find out, the other little girl, the mom had told me, had a real big shoe fetish. Like, she loved shoes. Uh-huh. And she liked my daughter's shoes, and so my daughter said, yeah, we can flip.
So were you okay with that, or did you make her trade them back?
Oh, no, I made her trade them back. Those were expensive shoes.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, I like your shoes. Here, have them. No, no, we're not going to do that. Christy, thank you so much. Let's talk to Victoria. Hey, Victoria, what happened to you?
So my son actually brought a whole kid home with him.
Wait, a kid?
A human? A little human?
Yeah, so he said after school, hey, come to my house and let's play. The kid didn't get on the school bus. He walked to my house. And there was playing for 2 hours before the parents was on the lookout for this child that was missing. And he's in my house eating snacks.
Oh, my goodness.
How did they find him?
So the mom was, like, texting the school, and then the school was texting, like, the parents. Like, it was almost like an Amber Alert, but the kid was in my house oblivious.
Oh, my gosh. And here you are, probably feeling responsible for all this. Did you apologize? Were the parents upset when you finally returned him?
So we're still friends to this day, thank God. But I felt so bad, and I was like, so I made like cookies and stuff. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I had no idea. I didn't know you had to get a special bus to his grandparents' house. I was like, oh my God, it was. If it was my kid, I would have been having a cardiac.
So true.
Who would have thought you'd find a mini human in the Lost and Found?
Or trade one human for the other, like a pair of shoes, you know?
Sure, sure.
Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
For the first time in more than two decades, a girl group has the number one song in the country. Golden by the fictional K-pop group Huntrix is this week's top song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Huntrix is from the Netflix and Sony animated film K-pop Demon Hunters. That is absolutely huge because the last girl group to top the Billboard Hot 100 was Destiny's Child with Bootylicious back in 2001.
Whoa.
I know. This also marks the first time that a K-pop girl group has landed at number one. And the voices behind the song are EJ, Audrey Nuna, and REI Amy. So it's a really huge, huge accomplishment for that song.
I'm thinking, I mean, I know they don't have the catalog yet, Mercedes, but do you think if they got the songs up, you think a tour is in order?
Well, I think that there's going to be more songs coming out, and there's going to be the sing-alongs and the theaters, and I think there's a lot more to come from this franchise. Sure. I don't know about a tour, but I definitely think we're going to hear a lot more from this. I'm thinking we should just play Golden after the Hot 3 if everyone is up for it. It's the number one song in the country, so like, why not?
Not a bad idea at all.
Also, this morning, Americans work hard. I think we know that. It's so hard that a lot of times we forget to take lunch. They just did this survey and they found that half of Americans skip lunch to work more. This is according to a recent survey. 55% say they don't eat lunch on hectic days to be more productive, which is actually a really bad idea. Skipping lunch leads to decreased energy, focus, and brain function, which actually hurts your abilities to work in the afternoon.
This is not good because I don't eat lunch at all.
When do you eat?
I eat, well, lately I've been eating one meal. I eat it like at 4 o'clock. And I know that's not good. So it's kind of like it's like a hybrid of lunch and dinner. I'll eat like a big meal. And I know it's not good for metabolism. I need to work on it.
Oh, I mean, I think you're definitely not alone. I'm sure a lot of people do it. I find that I just kind of like graze throughout the day. I don't like to, we do eat a dinner, and we made dinner last night, and I made Brussels sprouts, and I still taste them today. I'm just like, oh, gosh.
When you graze, like you just like nibble
morning,
on stuff?
Like I drink a protein shake in the morning. That's the first thing I have. And then right around 9, I'll have like some sort of snack in here. I'll get home at 10 and I'll have like, I don't know, some cheese and like some turkey or something, just a couple pieces if I'm hungry. And then in the afternoon, maybe like some pretzels or an apple, and then dinner. So like, yeah, I just kind of, when I'm hungry, I just eat something.
Sure,
you know?
But you never have an actual official lunch.
No, okay. I mean, kind of, but it's, yeah, it's just like meat and cheese or a wrap, or so. Maybe sometimes I'll have a wrap. It's been a while, but
It's working for you. You're definitely healthy. So.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we all try, right? We could all do better. Don't get me wrong. I went to Handel's and got ice cream this past weekend, so that was amazing. Also this morning, finally, we all know how it goes. You get home from work, you throw dinner together, you collapse on the couch, and then you kind of scroll into oblivion, right? Until it's time to go to bed. And suddenly you realize you have not even had a real conversation with your partner in days. Well, enter the 3-hour night rule. This is a simple evening reset that breaks your night into 3 1-hour chunks. And experts are saying this could literally save your relationship. So this is what the 3-hour night rule is. They say, hour one is your productive hour at night. Knock out the stuff that's been nagging you. Clean the kitchen, pay the bills, fix the thing that's been broken for months. Productive hour is number one. Hour two is relationship time. That means phones down, focus up, go for a walk, play a game, you know, hang out, catch up without distractions. Then hour three in the 3-hour night is me time. This is your guilt-free, do whatever you want time, read, watch a show, scroll TikTok. Your partner gets the same. And they say it's not about making every night feel like date night, that it's really just about balance, a little productivity, a little quality time, and then that space to kind of do your own thing. They say that that mix might be exactly what your relationship is missing.
I get the bonding issue and I get all these advantages, but now this is, they expect you to do this every day, or this is the course of a week?
No, this is like every night. Like, you don't like that?
No, I love it. Look, I'm the single guy, but what in what world? Let's just be realistic. You said 3 hours. In what world do you have time to spend 3 hours on these, I don't even call them responsibilities, but to section out all these, you know, three different things? 3 hours, that means you would have to start like at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm just kind of looking at it. I think, you know, 7 o'clock, my productive hour, do my work, get stuff ready for the next day. 8 o'clock, hang out with my husband. We just hang out, watch a show together, talk, do that. And then 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, scroll, do my own thing. I don't think it sounds that complicated. Am I making it too simple?
No. I'm just, maybe it's just me. You know, I'm thinking, what about just 3 hours of this, of the summer I turn pretty? How about that?
That, yeah, that can work. I'm anxiously awaiting for that Wednesday episode to drop. So there you go. That is the hot three. The number one song in the country is coming up next.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning for Beat Mercedes. Becky, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Are you ready to do this?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, $125 diamond pendant up for grabs. All you got to do is guess the artist and title faster than I can. We had a winner on Friday, so I am really hoping we could get another one this week. That would be amazing. So, Becky, I'm going to leave the studio and give you a shot at this, okay?
Okay,
all right.
You.
Bye. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye, Mercedes. Becky, she's exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing, okay? Breaks out like this. I'm going to play you a sound. You have 20 seconds to guess what that song is. Title and artist. When you know what it is, just say got it. Be loud and say got it. And then I'm going to stop the sound immediately. You have 5 seconds to guess what that sound is or the song, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And the sound starts now.
Got it.
You got it? You got it?
Yeah.
What you got?
Is it Tears for Fears? That was just a dream.
Tears for Fears. Say that. Say the title one more time.
I don't know if it's the title, but that was just the dream. That was just a dream.
Okay, Tears for Fears, that was just a dream. Let's see what happens. Let's bring in Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes.
All right. By the way, I hear you're a teacher?
I am a teacher, yes.
Beautiful. Where do you teach at? Want to say hi to the kids?
I teach at Mannion Middle School, 7th grade.
Wonderful. Aww. Shout out to Mannion Middle School. Mercedes, you're back?
I am back. Let's do this.
Okay, let's do this. The sound starts now.
Got it. Jeez. Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
Okay. R.E.M. Losing My Religion.
From one of my favorite episodes of Beverly Hills 90210.
Clock stopped at 0.4 seconds. R.E.M. Losing
Are
My...
Are you serious? I think that might be the fastest I've ever guessed a song.
Unless I have long nails, so maybe the tap wasn't as fast, but it was pretty fast.
Wow.
You know what? We're breaking all sorts of records here, Mercedes. So that is correct. R.E.M. Losing My Religion, 0.4 seconds.
Okay.
Becky got... Well, she took the entire time.
No, she didn't.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What did she take? 10?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's right. I can't read my own handwriting. Guys, I can't read my own handwriting. Okay. She guessed Tears for Fears. That was just a dream.
So that was incorrect.
That was incorrect.
And that means I win.
That's right.
Again. I'm sorry, Becky. Thank you so much for trying. Good news is, friends, you know, $150 diamond pendant tomorrow morning with Beat Mercedes at 7 o'clock. We do it every day, and we want to make you a winner. So right now, let's play the song, Losing My Religion, R.E.M. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Want to say good morning to Trinity, Gabriel, Liam, Sophia, and Baby Liberty, all listening on their way to school this morning. Thank you guys so much. So here's the thing. Julian's got a money dilemma for this weekend. It's kind of a Vegas problem, but I feel like some of you are going to agree. Some of you will disagree. What's going on?
Yeah, so let me just preface this by saying I am not cheap. I am not cheap. Well, hold on. No. Hold on. Let me explain. Let me give you the backstory.
You're frugal.
Frugal, but I'm generous in some situations. Okay. Anyway, should I pay?
Steph, is Julian frugal?
I think you have your moments where you could be frugal, Julian.
This is not one of those moments. Should I pay even if I'm not drinking is my question. Backstory, my buddy Paul text messaged me yesterday. He's like, dude, we're going to come. He's going to fly in from the Bay Area on Friday. Mutual friend is having a bachelor party at Dre's. And you know, he basically is inviting me. And then the next text message is like, it's just probably going to be about $200 to $300 a person. And look, it's not so much the money, even though that's quite a bit of money to me, but I'm not going to spend it on air. Like, I don't drink. So every circumstance I've ever been to, you know, I'll add the tip, but I'm not going to pay for something that I, you know, that requires alcohol, right? The table is included. It's the alcohol you're paying for. So look, I don't want
to. Do they have a bottle minimum though? Is that what, like, yeah, yes, the table yes. is free, but only if you buy a certain amount of alcohol. But that, so it's technically not free, right?
Exactly. My assumption is there's a minimum. Look, I don't want to be tacky. And again, I don't want to be frugal and I don't mind tipping, but I'm not going to pay for something that is not, you know, there's no legs there. So that's my situation. Now I got to call him. I got to text message him. Matter of fact, I just text messaged him like 5 minutes ago. And I don't want to, for lack of a better word, I just don't want to carelessly spend money. I don't want to waste money, especially when I don't drink. So I'm just going to hang out. I just want to see my friend.
Well, as a fellow frugal person, I totally get what you're saying. That's happened to me plenty of times. Like, we'll go out to dinner with like another couple and they'll be like, let's get a bottle of wine. And I'm like, my husband doesn't drink. I rarely do. So maybe I'm like, okay, I'll have a glass. And they get like this expensive bottle of wine and I have half a glass. My husband has zero. Then they drink all of it and they're like, let's split it. And I'm like,
what? So,
how did that happen? So I feel your pain on this. I am on your side on this. I do understand, though, that there is like a bottle minimum that you have to, if you want this quote unquote free table, you have to purchase. So maybe you say like, hey, I'm happy to chip in for tip and maybe some food, but I'm not going to drink. So like, why should I buy that? Is that cheap? Is that frugal? I think that's just that's being honest. And it's like, why should you have to pay for the alcohol, but you still should contribute? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
Everything you're saying makes sense, but this is a different crew of guys. I feel like they just automatically will assume, oh, Julian's just being cheap. I really believe.
Well, so what? Let them think that. Like, maybe you are. And maybe I would be too. But you're not drinking. You shouldn't have to pay for the alcohol.
See, you're breaking it down and everything makes sense. But you got to remember, everyone's different. And I don't think that everyone thinks that way. And I mean, I want to get invited to Dre's, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Then you better pony up the $200. You know, I'm on your side. I don't think you should. You can't say like, hey, guys, since I'm not drinking, is it cool if I put $100 in the pot? And that way maybe you can get your waters.
Yeah.
I believe that comes with the table. Like, what do you guys think? Steph, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking like just in general, Dre's to get in without bottle service, you have to pay cover for guys, and that's almost up to $100. So
Hold on. Say that again.
Cover for guys at Dre's can go up to almost $100. So if you have to pay for bottle service and you're getting in for free, so you kind of at least pay, all I'm saying is you got to pitch in for something. My next question is this your friend's bachelor party or is this a mutual friend? Like, how close are you to the bachelor?
Great question. Mutual friend. I am not that close with him. So it's my friend Paul that's close with them. And also, too, back to your $100 cover. Look, it's going to be a crew of 10 of them. They're getting in free anyway. So little me, it's not going to matter.
I think just thinking about like, well, I would be paying for my cover anyway. That's how I would think. Like, well, I'll contribute this because I'm getting in for free because of the guys. You're not getting in because you're going in by yourself. You're going in because of them. So you have to contribute something. And I think at least $100 is that's fair.
That's reasonable. I think that is reasonable.
Wait, 100 or 100 divided by 2?
No, 100.
100, I would say it's fair. You got to contribute something. You can't just be standing there like, hey, I'm freeloading. Yeah.
Gina just texted. She says, it's all about the vibe, not the vodka. If you're sitting at the table, you're part of the bill. This one from Amanda. No way. Tell your friend you'll meet them at the after party. Save your money for something you actually enjoy. And then Taylor says, tables aren't free, Julian. You're paying for space and service, not just for booze.
Okay, listen, I'm not trying to make enemies here. I looked it up. I looked it up, and that's what AI said. AI said, ChatGPT said.
You just lost me. You're going to ChatGPT for the answers? What did ChatGPT say?
ChatGPT said the table is free. It's alcohol you're paying for. But again, I'm happy to tip. It's fine. We'll work it out. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe I'll offer the 100.
Yeah, I think 100 is reasonable. I think then you still look like you're contributing and you're not trying to be like a freeloader on the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. They don't know what you mean. They're going to think I'm cheap, but whatever.
They'll be too drunk to even care. They'll be fine. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. Who wants to win tickets to see Janet Jackson? We've got them right now. Two of them to see her at Resorts World Theater. Her residency, this show is on September 14th that you're going to win tickets to When You Conquer the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions, and if you get all 10 of them correct in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Who's ready to conquer the Mega Minute? Let's do it right now. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Shalana, you're caller 20. Woo-hoo! Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute this morning?
Yes.
Let's do it. We have 10 questions. You answer all 10 correctly in 60 seconds, and you are going to see Janet Jackson. You ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, Shalana, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay?
And okay, thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What type of animal is featured in the movie Jaws?
A shark.
Yes. What is the name of the original host of Blue's Clues?
Pass.
What hand do you traditionally put your wedding ring on?
Left.
Yes. So Kurt Cobain was the lead singer for which band?
Pass.
On what continent has the most countries?
Pass.
If it's a quarter after 12, what time is it?
A quarter after 12. 12:15.
Yes. What city is hosting the Super Bowl next year?
Ooh. New Orleans?
No. What is the branch of medicine that deals with cancer?
Pass.
What is the term given to
leukemia. Chemo.
No. What is the term given to a group of flying birds?
Birds that are flocked together?
A flock. Oh, I would have given you that. It was a flock. Oh, Shalana, I'm sorry. Yeah, we struggled with a couple here. The name of the original host of Blue's Clues, that is Steve. Kurt Cobain was the lead singer for which band? That is the band Nirvana. The continent with the most countries is Africa. And the city that's hosting the Super Bowl next year, that is San Francisco. We would have also accepted Santa Clara. And the branch of medicine that deals with cancer is oncology. Shalana, I'm so sorry. Those were some tough ones. I definitely think I would have struggled with some of those too. So
same.
Don't feel too bad, Shalana. Caller 20 right now, though. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Janet Jackson, where she brings back her Resorts World residency September 14th. Caller 20, you are going to go see her right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, guys, she did it. Taylor Swift has officially announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, just hours after a very mysterious countdown appeared on her website. Fans clocked that the timer would hit zero on the 12th day of the month at 12:12 a.m. Eastern. And sure enough, she revealed the title in a teaser for her boyfriend Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Ah! TS12.
Man, the news came after the Kelce's teased a very special guest. And I think we all knew it was going to be her. You could just tell from the silhouette that they had posted. There was that orange sparkly background. Taylor Nation, her social media team, they amped things up by posting 12 of her best orange tour fits alongside the caption, thinking about when she said, see you next era. So I just keep analyzing this announcement and I keep looking back. And I think last hour I mentioned that I saw a red album in the background, that implying in my mind, maybe this is a double album. You've got the orange and the red. And then someone this morning just sent me a background shot. There's another album and it's white. Could this be a triple album that we're going to get from Taylor? There's a, if you look in on the shelves, they're sitting there. They all say TS12. There's an orange one, a red one, and a white one. And I'm wondering, like, what is happening? Nothing she doesn't have meaning to it. So I'm getting very excited about this.
Y'all are very good at decoding all this because I didn't pick up on half the stuff you just said.
So, are you like a big Swiftie? Because you got to know the way she works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know she has a lot of depth, but I mean, I would call myself, Mercedes, a Swiftie in training.
Well,
right?
Okay, so that means like you're not there yet. You just need to learn that you have to decode everything. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There's always a message and you don't see it right away. Like I'm going back to old videos and she literally like told us that she was going to make this announcement on August 12th. She literally told us in her secret messages, but none of us caught it.
Don't get too excited. Not to take this off the not to sidetrack things, but I'm working on getting her on the show.
Okay.
I messaged her yesterday. Hi, Taylor. We're all really big Swifties over here and wondering if you'd be a guest on our morning radio show here in Vegas on Mix 94.1. It can be on the phone as well if that's easier for you. We all really love you. And then I just want to let you know that she hasn't read it yet.
No.
But I'm hopeful. And as soon as her people get back to our people, I'll let you know. Those people being me. So I'll let you know.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely keep our fingers crossed on that for sure. Yeah. Also this morning, let's see, what else do we have? I mean, is there anything other than Taylor? Of course there is. A new study says if you really want to feel happy after dinner with a friend, pick up the check. They say covering the cost for a close friend gives you the same feel-good boost as giving a gift. But here's the catch. It only works with people you're close to. So if you try it with a casual acquaintance, suddenly it's all awkward, like who owes who, you know what I mean? But bottom line, if you treat your bestie, that's going to make you feel good. Just make sure you don't break the bank when you do something like that.
I'm so glad you said that. Absolutely true. When I first moved here, I did this with my friend Lane because he took me to a lot of places. It's not even because he took me to a lot of places and kind of showed me the lay of the land, but I did pick up the bill quite a bit. But man, my credit card, I'm very concerned.
Yeah, when you get that bill.
Yeah.
What about you, Steph? Are you the type of person that like feels a little boost of energy when you pick up the check for a close friend?
I will be honest with you. I don't pick up the check ever because James handles like our finances.
Uh-huh.
So when we're together, I let him handle everything. Like he takes out the credit card and I feel like less stress. Honestly, he's the one adding the tip. He's the one splitting it. He's like, hey, sell me this. Hey, sell me that, because he likes to do it. So I'm like, oh, I'm good. But I don't need to.
But if you're out with friends, he'll volunteer. So you leave it up to him whether he's going to cover the bill or not.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's our money, you know?
What if it's you and a friend?
Okay. If it's me and a friend, where are we going? Are we going coffee, brunch?
You're going to California Fish Grill.
Ooh.
I love that place.
Hey, Julian introduced me to
that
place.
That's my favorite.
I would cover the bill. I would say, hey, don't worry. Just zell me later or whatever. I got it.
Okay, wait. That's not covering the bill. Zell me later.
Hey, baby. Maybe we
cover
split.
It for right now, but maybe not later.
Oh, IOU? If we're doing that, I'm down.
I feel the same way. Like, I don't know. It just makes me happy to do something like that because I feel like this is like kind of insulting myself, but I feel like I don't do enough in some of my friendships. Like I don't offer the moral support I should. So if I can pick up a bill, that makes me feel like I've done something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I love that you said that. Do you want to go out to eat? Do you ladies make...
We're not on that level yet, Julia.
Okay.
We're not on that level. We got to still work towards that.
Okay.
But eventually, yeah, it could happen. Maybe.
I'm excited. California Fish Grill.
All right. Finally, this morning, would you sell tickets to your wedding? There is a new app in France called Invitin, and it lets couples sell $100 to $200 tickets to complete strangers to help offset some of their wedding costs. Now, the ticket holders get to eat, they get to drink, they get to dance, they get to mingle, but they do have some strict rules. Like, they have to follow the dress code. They can't overshare photos, stuff like that. Couples even get to approve who buys the tickets. Think like a paid wedding crashers thing, but with a guest that is vetted. You know what I mean? And yes, people are doing it. Would you ever buy a ticket to someone else's wedding?
Oh my gosh. I'm torn on this because I'm not going to lie. I do like money, but I feel like... it's kind of tacky, don't you think? I mean, that kind of takes away from what weddings are about. It's about love. It's about intimacy. It's about spending it with the ones that are close to you. But
if you're trying to fund it, though, maybe it could be a little fun.
For
you know?
All the wrong reasons. Maybe. Okay, you know what? Maybe have a cap. Maybe have a cap of like, you don't want to have too many. Can you imagine if you have too many strangers opposed to the guests? You have 300 strangers and 50 guests.
That's why I think it's the vetting process is a really important aspect to this. But like, I would buy a ticket to someone's wedding that I didn't know. For instance, Jack Eichel from the Golden Knights, he just got married. If he sold tickets to his wedding, I would 100% buy a ticket to go to his wedding, even though I don't know him. Like, I kind of know him, but we're like not friends or anything. I would totally buy a ticket to his wedding.
Now, what if his ticket costs $1,000?
Well, we're talking $100 here, but I would pay max to go to Jack Eichel's wedding. I'd pay $200. I wouldn't pay $1,000. It depends on where it is too. But yeah, I don't think I could budget $1,000 for that. Would you pay to go to someone's wedding?
If it's like a big celebrity, but it's got to have a cap. You know, I'm frugal. It's got to be maybe.
See, you just admitted you are frugal. See, this whole time you were in denial. Now you had finally admitted it. The baby steps. You did it. Good job.
Thank you. In the right situations.
There's always an asterisk, right?
Yep.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking a lot about like money and saving money this morning. What constitutes as cheap, what constitutes as frugal. And we have someone that just called us. Is she still on the line? Line one. Meg, are you still there?
Hi.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for calling. Hey. We were talking to you a little bit off the air about money. Mm-hmm. And you had a question. I think that this is really interesting. And I wonder if other people have been in the same situation. What's going on this morning?
Yeah. Thanks for talking with me for a little bit. This is a really frustrating and confusing situation. I've never been in it before, but I'm 32. I'm in a long-term relationship with my boyfriend. He's a teacher. We've been together for 6 years, very established. He's started making some awkward remarks, I'll say lightly, about my income ever since I transitioned from being a med student to being a doctor.
Mm. Wow, congratulations. Yeah, first of all, I'm sure that took a lot of work to do that.
It did. Thank you.
So what kind of comments is he making?
Yeah, so his comments are ranging from calling me like a fancy doctor, in that sort of tone, when I updated my wardrobe, for instance, or he'll accuse me of showing off when I pay for, you know, nicer experiences that we can experience together. So that's incredibly frustrating, and I feel really put down, and it's just frustrating. So when I try to bring up discussions about these issues, he typically will just end up dismissing me or, you know, trying to play it off as a joke or calls me overly sensitive. And it's just really hurtful, to put it lightly. There seems to be a pretty genuine jealousy under his remarks.
That's when someone calls you sensitive for not liking how someone speaks to you, that has got to be one of the most frustrating things. It's like, I'm really feeling this. I'm telling you how I feel. And now you're telling me, oh, you're too sensitive. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's so frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to him, you know, I absolutely could be going to him with very heightened emotions about this, but I'm not. I'm coming to him very calmly and rationally, and somehow I'm sensitive. That's just, I don't understand that.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Where are you at right now? Are you looking for advice in dealing with this? Are you looking at, like, is it a question of should I stay or should I go now? Like, where are you kind of at right now with this situation?
You know, I'm looking at it as a pretty big red flag, and it's unfortunate because we've been together so long. I love him, but his behavior is really causing me to question our future together. So, yeah, I would love some advice on how to navigate it.
So, Meg, you said that you guys have been together for a long period of time. I assume before these issues, you were looking at marriage, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to be honest? Like, my initial thoughts?
Yes.
I think he's insecure, for sure. Definitely self-doubt issues. I think, you know, just save the hassle and probably break it off. Yeah.
After 6 years, kind of just throw it away?
Well, have a conversation, and then at the end you should probably be like, I don't think this is meant to be, because I just don't see it. Again, I'm just being blunt. I think it's going to spiral and it's going to get worse. There's some serious self-doubt issues. He should be your hype man or hype woman, or you get what I'm saying. He should be pumping you up. He should be proud of you.
So, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I maybe it's because I'm in a relationship right now, and you know, if there's more good than bad, and don't get me wrong, I don't think that means you should overlook the bag, but I guess, you know, the first thing to remember, like, if something is bothering you over and over, it's not just a joke or whatever, because if it's a real joke, then you both laugh, right? And if you're not laughing, it's a dig, and digs add up. And when your income changed, it sounds like the relationship dynamic kind of changed, and that will trigger some insecurities in some people, especially if they tie their worth to their money. And so it doesn't excuse the comments, but I think it kind of explains what's happening here. And instead of, you know, approaching it like, hey, you're jealous of me, maybe try something like, hey, I've noticed that things feel kind of different since my career's taken off, and I just want us to be on the same team. And that way it's less of you blaming him or him blaming you. And it's kind of like a let's figure this out together type of conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's totally fair to draw the line. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if this is really hurting you, then I'm not saying you just work through it, but I think it is worth conversations. I think it is worth looking at the past. I think it's worth exploring if this is something that you can... Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I was just going to say the exploring issue, I totally get, but... the way I look at it is that every day, can you imagine every day? I mean, your position's not going to change. You know what I mean? Financially, it's probably not going to change. I just think that's going to eat away at him. That's why I think it's going to get worse. I think that things like that, having a conversation can only do so much. You can't fix how someone feels. And that's something within himself. You know,
you can't fix how someone feels. You don't think that he could take a look at himself and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. That was really stupid of me to put my insecurities against you. Like, he's going to stay that way. I mean, he changed how he felt initially. So, you know, why can't people change?
You're right. Chances are low, though. Chances are low, because when it comes to, like, think about it. Every day, let's say you go to a really nice restaurant. You know what I mean? Who's going to foot the bill? Who's going to be able to afford it more than the other person?
Why can't it be? I don't know. Christina, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
So I agree with the caller before to an extent. I think she should give him one conversation, take all emotion out of it, and just try to get to the underlying cause as to why he is making these remarks. So she can start it with, hey, yes, I've noticed there's been some remarks. Can you explain to me as to why that's happening? Why are you saying these things to me? Why, you know, do you just try to see what he says? One conversation, that's it. If it doesn't change or he didn't see any type of reflection as to, oh my God, that actually does sound terrible that I'm coming across this way, I don't mean it, that's it. She shouldn't give him another chance after that, because that girl should be so proud of herself. She is like at a great point in her life. She should be like pat herself on the back. I'm rooting for her, and I don't even know her. But she should not dummy herself down in any way or feel less than, because she should be 1,000% proud of herself, what she's accomplished. One chance, that's it, and then you go, girl. Just you do you.
I agree with you.
I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, have that, but at least give it that conversation. You know what I mean? Like, give him the chance to explain himself, and then if that red flag is still there, then yeah, I fully support that. Great call, Christina. Let's talk to Jenna here. Jenna, you're on with Meg. Good morning. What do you think?
Well, I think that anytime you're feeling any kind of way, that he should address it regardless. So I think that's what I would tell him, is that it doesn't matter if it's sensitive. It doesn't matter about anything. It just matters the fact that it bothers me.
Yeah.
So either you can stop, or there's going to be an issue.
Kind of just give the ultimatum, like, this needs to stop or else.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you not want to be with me? Do you have an issue with what's going on? Are you threatened by my job? What's your problem?
Now, Jenna, hypothetically, let's say you have this conversation and he says, okay, sure, I'm going to change, I understand. And then nothing changes in the next couple of months. Then what do you do?
And then I would kind of separate myself from him slowly and stop talking to him, let him know it bothers me enough that I'm willing to not be with you. So if you don't stop, eventually, I'm just going to slowly walk away.
Wow. Yeah, that's I definitely feel like you guys are giving great advice, by the way. Thank you for calling, Jenna. I definitely feel like it warrants a conversation, Meg. We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, she was with him for 6 years, so he was there for that entire process of medical school. Shouldn't he have known that there was a change in income? Math is not mathing. This one says, conversation and communications are the best things to do. However, if he continues to deflect while you're trying to have a conversation, then he is set in his ways. And then this one says, I think the jealousy can be worked through. The calling her overly sensitive cannot. Meg, man, will you give us an update and let us know, like, are you going to have a conversation? What do you think are the next steps here?
Yeah, I feel really validated. So thank you for all the advice. I definitely think I need to sit down and just have a really serious conversation and set some hard boundaries and see what he does with it, and then maybe walk away.
Someone just texted, she sounds like an awesome doctor. What's her number? I want to go see her. Meg, hang on the line. I'm like, for real, we're actually going to get your information if people want to go check you out. That's pretty amazing. Meg, we love you. Thank you so much for calling. Keep us posted. That's a tough situation to be in, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But, look, having a conversation, great idea. But after that, you can kind of see based off action in the next couple months. Otherwise, I'd walk away. That's just me.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Tammy, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo!
Let's do this, girl. We've got these tickets for Kathy Griffin for you when you win Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Wet and Wild, Swing Batter Batter, Malcolm in the Middle, or To the Left, To the Left?
To the left, Mercedes.
All right, let's do it. International Left-Handers Day is tomorrow. These are all celebrities that are left-handed, okay?
Great.
I know. Okay, it's like, how do we even know that? But all you got to do is get 6 in 60 seconds. We got this. We can make this happen. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Tammy, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
He's a former president that was married to Michelle
Obama.
Yes. This
Barack Obama.
Yes. She is married to Keith Urban, was married to Tom Cruise, red hair.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes. She was married to Brad Pitt, no longer. Actress Maleficent.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes. He is going to be the next King of England. He's married to Kate.
King William.
Not King, but he's, what is he now? He's a
Prince William.
Yes, yes. This is she sings rah rah ah 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 Yes. He used to be married to Demi. You know what? I'm going to pass this. He is a singer from Canada. He had a new album come out. He sings Baby, Baby, Baby. Oh.
JB, Justin Bieber.
Yes. Yeah. Tammy, you are a rock star.
Bieber, I'm glad we ended up with Justin Bieber. Oh, JB.
I'm so glad because I skipped over Bruce Willis. I was like, I don't know how we're going to get to Bruce.
I was going to say Bruce Willis before you even finish the question.
That's how good you are, Tammy. That is how good you are. Oh my gosh. Congratulations, girl. You just got those tickets to see comedian Kathy Griffin. She's bringing her new face, new tour to Las Vegas, the Criss Angel Theater at Planet Hollywood, and you are in for free. Congratulations. And we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening right around 8:20 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Buying your first home, it's supposed to be one of life's like biggest milestones. But according to this new nationwide survey, it's also one of the most stressful. In fact, 71% of first-time homebuyers say it was more stressful than landing their first job. More than half say it was worse than planning a wedding or even finding a long-term partner. And some of the biggest headaches when it comes to that include just the surprise costs that come with it, confusing insurance, and just realizing like, oh, I don't have a landlord to fix things. I got to take care of it myself. The warning labels they wish came with their homes that something expensive will break within 6 months. You can pretty much guarantee that's going to happen.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And you know, the biggest concern, the first thing I'm thinking about is interest rates. You know, is it a good time to buy now? Do you wait for the interest rates to go low? A lot of people are saying that. But here's the thing. When interest rates go down, the demand is going to increase. So then, you know what I mean? You may not get your home for the price that you ideally would be looking for. So it's very concerning.
Yeah, still 90% of people say it was worth it, though, even if they had to buy smaller, commute farther, or learn how to use a plunger or whatever it was. So also this morning, a new study out of the University of Texas has found that not all emotions go viral on social media the same way. Anxiety, love, and surprise make posts spread more, while anger, sadness, and even joy slow them down a little bit. Researchers tracked nearly 7 million users and found that older people share more posts with anxiety or anger, and younger users lean into disgust more, and people with huge friend lists post more love and anticipation. So next time you're wondering why, you know, your wholesome, happy post didn't blow up, maybe it was because, you know, you weren't putting enough anticipation in that post.
So you saying those first three, if we tap into that, that's the key to gaining more followers?
According to this study, yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm here, Mercedes. That's all I really care about is getting... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, I believe you. No. I believe you.
No. I get it. I think... I think that's something definitely to take into consideration.
My friend messaged me this morning and said, you have to check out my TikTok. And so I jumped on and I looked, and he posted, comment TS12 in the comments. And so I did, and something happened. So I posted it too. So go to my TikTok and type in my last TikTok that I just posted and type in TS12 and watch what happens. Just in the honor of the new Taylor Swift album coming out. It was a nice little surprise for a Tuesday morning, I have to say.
You can't tell me right now?
Well, I want you to experience it. Okay, That's joy. It's that surprise.
Okay.
Steph, are you on your phone? Can you go to my last TikTok I just posted?
What's your TikTok name again?
Ms. Mertz, MSMERTZ.
Okay.
And go to the last TikTok I just posted and type in TS12 in the comments. And we'll get your live reaction.
Okay, well, first, our signal here is horrible.
Oh, no.
So I had to take myself off Wi-Fi. And it's not even finding you, first of all, when I type in Miss Mertz.
It's Mertz, right?
MSMERTZ. Oh, there we go. It's coming up.
Okay.
Your profile is loading as we speak.
Type in TS12.
TS12. Okay.
In the comments.
TS12.
Right now.
I can hear your W. Voice. Okay, I posted it. I commented it.
Nothing happened?
No.
What?
Technology failure.
Do I have to have a capital S?
T, S,
yep.
1, 2, all together.
Yep.
Nothing happened?
I sent it.
Mercedes.
In the comments?
In the Oh, there it is!
What is it?
Oh, wow!
See?
So cool.
Isn't that cool? Don't say it. Don't give it away. Let other people try it.
Okay, you guys have to try this. Miss Merch, her last post, TS12.
Or any, you could comment it basically on anyone's post. It doesn't have to be mine.
You know what? It has to be a capital S. So it has to be a capital T, a capital S, a number one, a number two. And then something happens.
Oh, my God. Now I want to know.
Go do it. Go do it while I do this final story here. Finally, this morning, National Middle Child Day. Happy National Middle Child Day to all the siblings out there who are forever stuck between the older bossy sibling and the younger spoiled sibling. There's this new poll that came out that found that 1 in 4 Americans are estranged from at least one sibling, with the top reasons being personality clashes, lies, or betrayal and manipulative behavior. Sometimes politics gets thrown in there too. The good news is that nearly half say they would be open to reconciling. The rest, let's just say there's a reason they're still not talking. So happy National Middle Child Day.
Is that relatable to any of y'all? I'm an only child. But can you see this?
Yeah, I fall into that category. One of my brothers I don't talk to, and I think it was half personality. Also, when my dad died, that's when things really went downhill with us. And then also, he and my husband don't get along.
Oh, no.
So it just kind of like, if we see each other, it's still like, hey, how's it going? But like, I didn't know that he was about to have his third baby until a month before it was born, my mom told me. And then they had the baby and I didn't know they had the baby. And it just, it sucks. I am completely open to reconciling, though. I would love that. Like, I love my brother. It's just, there's just like a personality thing there that for some reason. But what about you, Steph?
Yeah, I feel you on that. Me and my brother, we've gone through a lot together. I'm the youngest, he's the middle. And there was a period of time where we didn't talk for years until finally, I think about a year ago, we finally were able to like, hey, I'm sorry. This is my part in this. This is his part in this. And I'm trying to look over it because life is so short and I don't want to feel these feelings towards him.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, aren't you glad you don't have to deal with that drama?
No.
Yeah, only child. Sometimes I give that up.
I will ask you, and maybe I'm just a simpleton for asking this, but my mom always says, at the end of the day, all you have is family. Your family's really the only ones that are going to be there for you and really love you, you know, the way that no one else can. Would you say your siblings, can't they put these things aside and just look at the fact that y'all are family, y'all are blood at the end of the day? I mean, I know it's easy to say, but...
It is easy to say. It's very complicated. There's a lot of complications that go into those things. And I appreciate the sentiment, and I do agree with you. Like, that is like the glass half full kind of way to look at it. Mm. But there's a lot of little things that... I wish things were so black and white, you know? They're very gray, at least in my family, Steph. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, I think for me, because they messed up really badly, that it's hard to forgive. It takes time to forgive. It's not, and you have to have boundaries, too. You can't just be like, wake up the next day, like, oh, yeah, what they did was horrible, but okay, I'm going to forgive them, and let's talk now. It takes time, and I think that's why we didn't talk for so long.
Well, let's take this time right now, because I think we have plenty of time. Let's discuss this more. Let's dig a little bit deeper, ladies. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm good on my therapy. Yeah. Session.
It's time to play a song. Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, whether you want to hear a song, a shout out, you want to make a comment, we are here. We love to hear from you. Our number is 702-364-9400. You can call us. You can text us. Steph may have scarred her nephews for life. And it's all over a pair of sunglasses. What happened?
Yeah, so yesterday I was actually FaceTiming with my mom, and you could see my nephews in the background. We're doing a catch-up. But what she was wearing is what caught my attention. She was wearing these vintage 80s Ray-Bans that actually belonged to my grandma. Rest in peace. We called her Mama Juicy. But she never has worn these Ray-Bans before because she has been waiting to get them fixed, to get them a little bit more tight into her face. And so when I saw her wear them, I'm like, oh my gosh, Mom, those are the Ray-Bans from Mama Juicy. She goes, I know, I fix them up. And so I threw in a little joke and I was like,
I can't wait for you to die so I can have those Ray-Bans.
Oh, dang. And your nephews are right there.
Yes, and I kind of forgot, but I mean, like, it's a joke. My little morbid humor came out. And then my nephews in the background immediately when I said, oh my gosh, Mom, I can't wait for you to die so I can get those Ray-Bans. One of them's like, why would you say that? Aww. You're getting emotional. And then you could see, like, they were tearing up a little bit. And I was like, I'm so sorry, Angel, it's okay. And then my mom's like, oh, it's just a joke, Angel. She's just calling dibs on when I die, what she wants.
Oh my gosh.
She doubled down on exactly what you just said.
She sure did. And I'm like, Mom, you already know. Put it in writing. I want your Ray-Bans. Make sure you put it a little tag on me for them. But is there something like a like an heirloom or an item that maybe your parents have that you're like, when you die, I'm getting those.
That's mine.
Yeah.
For me, it's funny because I never have been like that. My mom's like, what do you want when I die? And I'm like, whatever you want to give me, like, it's totally fine. I don't care. But there was one thing that my dad left me, which is he has this vintage, Volkswagen Beetle, and he left that for me. And it's so funny because all my family members are trying to get it from me. They're like, hey, how much for that Beetle? And I'm like, it's not for sale. And they're like, everything's for sale. Name your price. Like, I've had like no less than four family members try to get it from me. And I am like adamant about it. And so I'm at the point where I'm actually scared that one of my family members are going to steal it because it's not here in Nevada with me right now. It's in New Mexico. So I have to like transport it out here somehow because I'm scared that someone's going to take it from me, you know?
I would too. Wait, hold on. Who's taking care of the car
my aunt has it in a garage right now, but they all have access to that garage. So I'm like, what's to stop someone from just kind of like, hey, she won't notice that it's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've kind of been freaking out about that a little bit.
You cannot put a price tag on that. I definitely would not sell that. Good for you.
Yeah. But then again, I'm like, how do I get it out here? Like, I trucking along through Arizona to 50 miles an hour. So yeah. What about you?
So my mom, she used to design gowns back in her day in the 90s. And I guess it's by default, I'm probably going to receive because I'm the only child, but gowns, like she has sample gowns that she designed back in the day for like Miss Maryland and Miss Virginia. So I'm going to keep that. I'm going to frame it. I'm going to frame it for sure. Just as a remembrance of her. That's going to be a family heirloom.
Are you going to like have them on display in your house?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to kind of like keep them? Like, I have my wedding dress and I had it preserved, but it's not out on display. It's like, you're going to like, it's going to be like a Liberace museum of your mom's gowns.
Yeah. What you just said, is there a way to preserve it, but also have it for like, is framing
I'm
the wrong
sure
word?
Sure there is. Or why don't you buy like mannequins, you know?
I never thought about that.
You could buy mannequins. There's a whole mannequin store off of Valley View and Desert Inn. Has anyone ever seen that mannequin store? There's literally a store that you can go buy mannequins.
And just put the dress on it and
yeah.
You're good to go?
I don't know how the ladies are going to feel when they come visit you, but I think that's super cool, you know?
Yeah.
I think that what a cool thing to get from your mom. It's Vix 94.1.